Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you will have the link you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And gosh, there's a lot of great stuff. There is a Canadian pet food recall. So if you're in Canada, or buy food in Canada, you ought to get on the my Facebook page or the Animal World Facebook page and check out that recall. And gosh, some really, really good stories there. And my favorite I reposted, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but it came around again. It's a film of a friendship between a black cat and a barn owl. No, it's the most spectacular video and film. You've got to see this, the littlest cat and owl, best friends playing, an adult owl and a black cat, and they play and oh, it's so fun. Anyway, that's right up there. I posted that yesterday because it came around. So go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Alrighty, so you can reach our guest. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Energy Codes, and Rasmussen Reset Sunday. Nils is on vacation, but you know what the heck? We don't need him. We got Sister Linda. Linda Rasmussen is here, and she can work with you or your animal friends. And I believe we have some lines open.
We do have a couple lines open, but before we get there, we have Colette.
Okay, but we're not going there just yet, because I wanted to say, if you want to reach Linda off the air, you can go to her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can also call her and request a free introductory session or text 206-841-1992. And then like Uncle Nate said, we've known he's becoming an uncle. So we're all excited and celebrating that today. At any rate, he says we got a couple of lines open and you can pick one up if you like. And local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or toll free 1-888-298-5569. And we are headed to Bellevue. And Colette, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi.
Hey, Colette, how are you doing?
I'm good. And Charlie is just sitting here so calm, listening to you on the radio. He recognized your voice when
he recognizes Aunt Martha's voice. Well, yeah. That's because I was just I spent a lovely day or afternoon with you and your sister and Charlie not too long ago.
Yeah.
And then Charlie is one of the Charlie Linda is a Chihuahua. And he's white and tan.
Yeah, he's 4.5. He's an applehead Chihuahua. Like a medium coat. He's kind of what I would call fawn and white. Real adorable, blueberry, big brown eyes. You know, so.
And he was one of those Chihuahuas that I see so frequently that barks like a banshee at everything under the sun, and then tries to kill anybody that walks around or by. Dogs are humans. And he's had a pretty challenging time. And we had a great session, though. And by the time we were done, Colette, we were walking all over the neighborhood and meeting kids and bikes and dogs and stuff. And he was doing great. So how are you? Are you still doing good?
We are doing good. There are so many things in the notes that I took with you that I decided to kind of focus down on a couple, because now, I think Charlie's ready for all of them, but I needed to just kind of master some of them first. So we've been doing, kind of increasing his routine, because he's a dog that really likes routine to help him feel comfortable. We're doing the pottying outside. Which, you know, he absolutely loves now, going outside and being able
to eat cheese
while he's going potty. That's just, you know, that's great.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And then the aggressive responses, he responds to the penny can, and I don't even have to shake it now. I just show it to him.
Gotta love the magic penny can.
Yeah, we actually got within 12 feet of a little girl poodle who has some anxiety issues out on the road outside when we were on our walk. And he actually got comfortable enough that he just laid down.
That's very comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
I really wanted you to call in today because when Linda tunes in to Charlie, I'm hoping that there's some points to balance, because I was thinking that, you know, likely with the amount of upset and turmoil and anxiety and aggression that we were seeing, that it was very likely that his nervous system is stuck. So
we moved from Chicago in December, and was in a small apartment for about 4 months, and now we're in a house, and so that's a lot of change for him. And he lost his lifetime companion, which was an older female dog, Jones dog, actually Lucky, just before we moved into this house, and all of those behaviors, aggressive and kind of like policing behaviors, escalated.
So there have been a lot of changes in his life and yours. So we'll have Linda's I'm assuming starting the tune-in process, and so Linda, do you want to work on Charlie? Do you need to go through Colette first, or
need to start with Colette now?
You're on the hook, Colette. We gotta straighten you out first.
Well, we're all perfect beings, so we just don't know it. So, Colette, I'm going to invite you to think of the blue sky, a beautiful blue sky, just relaxing.
While you're doing that, she's tuning in to find out what's going on. So the sky is blue.
I'd like you to set that aside and focus on a person, some person that's been on your mind a lot lately.
A person on your mind a lot.
And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on truthful, the feeling of truthful, and the number four.
Truthful number four.
Your eyes are closed, looking down at your chin. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out.
All right, Colette, you have got your eyes closed. Behind closed eyes, you're looking down at your chin. You're doing slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking truthful, and the number four. Truthful and the number four. Just keep up the slow, deep breathing. Eyes closed, looking down at your chin. We'll keep that left brain busy so Linda can work her magic.
All right, that's perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then allowing yourself to let your thoughts return to that person that you were thinking of. And that is complete.
All
so
right.
I'm going to recommend that you affirm as much as you can in today, tomorrow, and the day after. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
Okay.
So that's your affirmation, Colette.
Okay.
Now, Linda, was the description of Charlie good enough for you to get a connection, or do we need to talk about him a little more?
Yeah, I'm going to turn my attention to Charlie right now.
He is one of those adorable little, you know, round applehead chihuahuas.
Yeah.
He's very cute. That's one of his big problems. He's too cute. He gets a lot of attention, and he's defensive. But he's also was pretty spoiled.
Yeah.
But that's good. He's going outside. See, in the new house, Colette's been trying to get him to go to the bathroom outside, but outside was so traumatizing.
Yeah.
It was hard, but it sounds like Colette, he's doing much better, and he's loving going outside. That's fantastic.
Oh, he absolutely lets me know now when it's time to go outside.
That's huge. That's a huge improvement. So that's fabulous. So glad to hear that. Now, when Linda gets done working on Charlie, there's something else that came up yesterday that I want to tell you about, as well as our listeners. Linda's continuing to work. She's had another set. So obviously you found points that need some attention on Charlie, right? Okay, so she's working on that. What I want first, when I... You know I'm up to my eyeballs, Colette, in my construction zone, and I'm getting ready to go glamping in the driveway. I'm moving out this afternoon. So I've been really crazy busy. One of a number of phone calls, you know, that came in yesterday that I haven't had time to deal with yet was from another client of mine. All right, so Linda, you finished up with...
I found a couple sets of points. They were all on the right side of Charlie. Left side didn't seem to need any connecting. So I think Charlie's good to go for now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And then Colette's to keep up her affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful, and really focus on it today, tomorrow, and the next day. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So now, Colette, I'm not, I kind of know why this came up related to you, but when I listened to this message yesterday, after I listened to the message, you and Joan, your sister, popped into my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's just wishful thinking on my part or if you might be able to help in this situation some way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I told you when I was working with you and Charlie that I'm having a run on Chihuahuas, Chihuahua mixes, Chiweenies that do the same thing. I mean, pretty much 90% of what I'm doing is these breeds that are really aggressive and you know, bite and bark and drive their people nuts and they can't do anything with them. Well, I told you about a gal that I saw a while ago that has, and I think if I'm remembering right, he's like an 8 or 9 year old Chiweenie. The name is Duke. It's the Chiweenie. And he spent the first afternoon of his life relaxed and sleeping in the yard when we did our session together. And he had quite a nice transformation. Now, not that all the problems are over. He needs to be worked with to learn how to be, you know, behaved and controlled all the time. But the message that I got yesterday that's so sad is his owner was calling me to say that she just got diagnosed with lung cancer.
Oh my goodness.
So, and it's serious, and she's going to need a lot of treatment, and people are going to need to be coming in and out of her house all the time. And because she's going to be on treatment and with the cancer and all of this, she won't be able to effectively manage the dog. And she's thinking the best thing she can do is see if she can rehome him. She was thinking he'd probably be best as an only dog and all of that. But I just since you and your sister, you know about living with one of these dogs and what they're like. Now he's a really short haired guy and he does look like a Chiweenie. But for you and everybody listening, if there anybody out there, if this striking your heart, if you're feeling like, oh, I'd like to rescue a little dog and a, you know, a bratty little chihuahua that Martha's already working with. And, mm-hmm. And I would help with the transition and all of that. If you know of anyone that might be willing to step up for my client who, you know, is heartbroken, of course, with the cancer yeah. diagnosis and not being able to keep her beloved little guy, but if anybody can help or would like to take this boy on, gosh, what a wonderful gift that would be. So I just want, but something just said that I need to tell Colette and Joan. So yeah. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, maybe you know yeah. of somebody.
Maybe they need to see each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Male to
anyway.
Male.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about that. And if anything strikes you, I mean, call me, let me know. You would get a priority call from me.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So I think you've got your affirmation and you stay in touch and keep me posted. And if you get any hits on Duke Chiweeney and okay. a new home, let me know.
Okay. I certainly
all righty. Thanks,
you very
Colette.
Much. Thank
uh-huh.
you,
you're bye. Welcome. Bye-bye. All righty. I believe we have open lines available if you'd like to grab one. 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Do we still have our next caller on the line or
I'll have to see if we can get her back on the line, but I'm sure we okay. can get her back on.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take care of advertisers. We'll see if we have anyone to talk to when we get back. Otherwise, I got stuff to talk about. So, and we haven't talked about the Myrna Hornets yet. And I've got a double whammy of good news on them. How's that for a tease? Good news about Myrna Hornets. Twice. All right. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we just caught up with our advertisers. Remember the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple out in Canyon Park on the Bothell Everett Highway. And they're doing services, and some virus and masking, they're following all of the protocols, and all classes and events are also on Zoom or stream depending on the events. So you can check it all out and know that you can safely attend online anything that they offer, which is what I'm doing these days. AnandaWa.org. We heard from Nels Rasmussen, and his new email address, although the old one will get you where you need to go, is spiritualpetconnection.com. If you're interested in the do-it-yourself at home program, click on the contact link and fill out the little form and say you want to talk about the in-home program. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and all you got to do is give me a call and we get an ad on the show and link on the website and interviews on the show. So you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can just give me a call, 360-217-7258. And I'll just mention it again, next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha Venter. So I hope you will join us and plan to call in. Because Natasha and I can, you know, I function as the animal behavior therapist and trainer, and she's our medium and psychic person. So we can usually get some really good information. All righty then. Linda, I think we are without callers at the moment. Is that correct, Uncle Nate? All right. So we do have current events to do, but I want to be sure that I don't miss telling you. Remember, I told you there's lots of good things on the Facebook page. I just checked on that recall. It's Canadian recall of Whiskas dry cat food. So if you're in Canada and buy Whiskas dry cat food, then you need to go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and bring up this recall announcement. You can also go to truthaboutpetfood.com, truthaboutpetfood.com, because you will find the link there. And there's some really interesting posts here. I just posted one on, a barnacle glue inspired MIT scientist to make a paste that can stop heavy bleeding in seconds. So who knows? We're learning from the glue that barnacles used. And that they have pretty good glue, because you ever tried to get a barnacle off of something? It doesn't happen. So how cool is that? They're using barnacle glue. And then we got cockatoos are now vying for the top intelligence seat. They're competing with crows now. There's an article here that cockatoos are crafting 3-piece tool sets to extract fruit, becoming the fourth animal species on the planet to do that. A cockatoo. How about that? We thought crows were the smartest, but they're bucking the crows. And so now the big news is giant Asian hornets. You know, a couple of weeks ago, they found a second nest because they got one nest of them last year. They trapped one and put the tracker on it, and it took it back. They found a nest. They destroyed that. Well, this last week, good news one number one is they found a second nest in Whatcom County. So this is the third one they found, and they're formulating their plan to take this one out this week. And they're apparently all within a few miles of each other. So they have been spreading out. Now it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. And I'm really interested to run this by Natasha next week, because I asked her about the murder hornets last month. And when she tuned in, she said, well, yeah, they're going to find some nests. That's going to be helpful. She said, but at this point in time, she didn't see us eradicating the hornets. She said she saw that this would slow it down long enough for our bees to get used to the fact that they're here and learn how to protect themselves. Well, there's another development. You got to read this. Now, it is on Animal World Facebook page. And this is out of Europe. they have this fellow created, and I'm for some reason I lost the post here, so I'm getting back on my phone so I can click on this. French beekeeper invents a trap to take on Asian hornets disseminating bee populations in Europe. So apparently these murder hornets are taking over in Europe, and they're devastating hives all over the place. So this French beekeeper lost, the hornets came in and destroyed all of his hives, killed all of his bees. So he got really upset, and he thought about it day and night. And then finally he came up with a trap to stop the invasive species. And it looks really cool. It's this trap that attracts, there's a little video about it. It's good size, but it attracts the hornets to come into it. I am assuming to go after something sweet, because this honey, honeybees will come in too. But the neatness of this trap is that whatever he's attracting them with is working really well. So they're going in, and then they're too big to get out. So they can't get back out of the trap. But he's designed it so honeybees can get out from several holes in the trap. So it doesn't trap and kill the bees. It only traps the murder hornets. And apparently it's like really working. And he's up to his eyeballs in making these traps and to get them out to all the beekeepers. But it seems like it's really solving the problem, or really helping a great deal. So, of course, my post was, we need these here now. Where are they? So I'm wondering, I haven't heard any talk from any of the experts here about setting up these kind of traps. And because obviously, if Natasha is correct and we're only slowing them down, we're not getting rid of them. We ought to be buying up these traps, and they ought to be all over Whatcom County. And that's what I want to have Natasha look at, is if they continued their trapping and tracking and then taking out nests they found. But if they permeated Whatcom County with these traps, would that allow us to eliminate them and wipe them out? Well, I don't know. I think it's a good question. What do you think? Well, anyway, we'll talk about it next week. So that's the good news about the murder hornets. And so do keep an eye if you are up in the Whatcom County area or anywhere, surrounding or down. One dead one was found in Marysville earlier this year, I believe. So keep an eye out. And if you notice anything or suspect anything about these big hornets, you need to report it. All righty then. I don't see any action here from you, Nathan. So I'm assuming that we are still caller free. All right.
And what then, that means for you is if you give us a call right now at 425-373-5527 or toll free at 888-298-5569, we'll get to you pretty much right away. So be quick.
All righty. And while we're waiting on somebody, how about we do current events? Yeah. Okie dokie. So on our current events, it's kind of a juggling thing here. And sometimes it's in person, sometimes it's virtual, sometimes it was, and then is, and the things keep changing. But let's see. First thing on my current events list is that, Linda Rasmussen lady, who's here with us in the studio today, she's still giving away a free introductory session. So if you would like Linda to help you, but you're not comfortable to call in on the air, if you'd like a free introductory session with her, all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Remember Natasha Venter? Now, she does some wonderful continuing classes that she can schedule individually for you. And she's also available for private readings. You can check out her website at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. All right, Northwest Stream Center. You know, they're operating, but you need to call for reservations, make appointments, that sort of thing. But they are going forward. They did have the butterflies and stuff last week. They ended up zooming it too, so that's one of the ones. So I don't know. I haven't gotten any more press releases on if they're going to do any more in-person classes yet, or whether we're back to virtual, but we'll see. Now, Seattle Humane, the annual Tuxes and Tails, oops, never mind, it's not going to be in person this year with all the latest viral stuff. It is going to be online again. So it will be September 18th, but online. So check out SeattleHumane.org for the new details about the virtual online event. No longer in person. That option is not available. And golly, let's see. Now, also on September 18th, you've got Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, big fundraiser, their sexless soiree, the Purring 20s. Now, they did decide to do the event in person this year. And it is going, they're continuing. It is going to be an in-person event. They're saying they're really following strict protocols, but they're going to do it. They've also, though, added it online too. So you have the option of going in person or joining virtually online. So that's the change. The online auction will happen between today, September 12th. The online silent auction begins today through the 19th. And then the event in person is at the Mountaineers Club in Seattle on Saturday the 18th, and virtually online. So you can check that out, feralcatproject.org. And then I told you next week, of course, is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. All righty, we are good. And I did see you on the phone, but no, nothing on the line. So I think we are still waiting on callers, if there's anybody out there. And I did tell everybody to call in early, so we might have exhausted our callers in need at the moment. And I'm looking at the clock. It's just about time for us to take care of our advertisers for the last time in this show. So let's go ahead and do that. And then Linda and Uncle Nate and I are just going to have to chat. So I've got something that I want to talk about, and they may have some stuff too. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Well, and let me tell you before we go, if you want to get in, we could sneak in a phone call, 425-373-5527, but pick your phone up now. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out online, and I see the New Pro supplement for dogs on the shelf every time I go into Bridges in Snohomish, so you can buy it off the shelf there or online. We're holding the space for Jude, and at Whispering Dragon, she is back to work 2 days a week. You can actually see her at Whispering Dragon for a premier sound healing, either in person at Whispering Dragon on Wednesdays or Fridays, or she's also doing remote treatments. You can check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And you know, I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, specialize in really bad cases, serious cases, out of control dogs. Come in, see you once, give you an overall education, and get the problems under control in the vast majority of cases immediately, and then you get to generalize and go from there. And I give you free phone follow-up. I always do a free telephone evaluation. You just got to be patient with me right now, because you know I'm moving out to go glamping in the driveway, and so it's going to be a few days before I have time for phone calls. Just give me a call at 360-217-7258, and don't hesitate to bug my voicemail, but be patient, because I probably am not going to be making many phone calls until about Wednesday. So there you go. All righty. We are back, and it looks like our listeners heeded the call here and picked up their phones. Nathan, is that correct?
We do. We got a couple on the lines right now, so we're going to have to give them, unfortunately, the shorter version today.
Yeah,
but let's go ahead.
They get the more of the slam dunk version. So we're heading North Seattle, and Ajie, is that right?
That's correct. Welcome to the show, Ajie.
Hey,
or should I say welcome back?
Hello, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm good. And for anybody that doesn't recognize Ajie's name, Ajie was a call screener for us now years ago, but for quite a while. And gosh, I've missed you. How are you, Ajie?
Well, I'm hanging in there. However, that's part of why I thought I'd call. I came.
Okay.
I'm buzzing around the place, and I came in the room by the radio again, and it said you were looking for somebody. So.
You picked up your phone. Good for you. So you'd like Linda to work on you, huh?
That would be fine, yes.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Linda, go ahead and take over.
Hi, Ajie.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to just jump right in. I've tuned in to you, and I would like you to think, I believe I am successful. just holding that thought. I believe I am successful.
I believe I am successful?
Yes, and just feeling how great it feels to be successful.
Okay.
I believe I am successful. That's a good one. Like Archie said, you hit the nail on the head. I believe I am
everything.
Successful.
I can just feel it caught everything.
Now you concentrate on that phrase. I believe I am successful. Because while you're thinking that, Linda's tuning in to see what she needs to do. So you focus on that. I believe I am successful.
Ajay, go ahead and set that aside and focus on the feeling of sincerity and the number five.
Sincerity and the number five.
And your eyes are closed and looking up at your forehead.
My eyes were wide open. Okay.
The eyes
and take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can as you think sincerity five.
Okay. Ajay, you've got your eyes closed. Behind closed eyes, you're looking up at your forehead. You're going to take a deep breath in and hold it, and you hold it as long as you comfortably can. When you need to release it, go ahead and then just replace with another deep breath while you are thinking sincerity and the number five. Closed eyes, looking up, breath held, thinking sincerity and the number five.
Okay, go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward and then letting it rise to a comfortable position. And then letting your thoughts go back to, I believe I am successful.
Mm.
And that is complete. So I'm going to offer you the affirmation, I embrace the feeling of sincerity.
I embrace the feeling of sincerity. I embrace the feeling of sincerity. And she should use that affirmation a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And then anytime you feel like it after that. That sound good? All righty.
Thanks for calling in.
It was so good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. And I wish you well with your adventures.
Yes, with our glamping in the driveway. You take care and hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So again, we're going to try to sneak in another call here. We're heading to Shoreline. And Priscilla, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen.
Hi.
Thank you. Yes. What can Linda do for you today?
Well, it's for my dog, Olivia.
Olivia. Okay.
Between
and what kind of dog
nine.
Is Olivia?
Yeah, and she's a hat.
What kind of dog is she?
She's a mix of dachshund and beagle, but she had a back injury a few years ago, and since then she's had problems with incontinence. And also my Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
And it looks like you've already tuned in, Linda. Have you got a connection with
Olivia
already?
Yeah, I'm connecting to Olivia already.
Excellent. So how old is Olivia, Priscilla?
She's between 8 and 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's...
But a back injury with incontinence. That's the kind of thing that this kind of, this therapy, this best therapy really works. And Nels has done lots of work with, I know, incontinence.
He's got her back up walking again.
He's been
seeing her for a couple of years, yeah.
Ah, excellent. So you're just calling in for a tune-up here while he's out of town, huh?
Yeah, anything would help with her. It's very frustrating for both of us.
Well, let's see what Linda gets, because it's really interesting when the two of them are in the studio together, and especially when Linda does shows and Nels is not around. I mean, I think this work is different depending on who's doing it. And so it can be really helpful. It looks like Linda, Olivia must have some work to be done because you're on another set of points now. Huh?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see. She just finished a set of points and now she's checking again. So
yeah,
this is good when there's something
coming up.
Yeah, this is good when there's things for her to work on
it
and
is.
To do. See, that means there's something that can be approved by this work, which is really great. You don't want Linda or Nels to tune in and say, oh, there's nothing to do. Not when you got problems. You know, you want to say, oh, there is something to do. So that's the good news.
Oh, for sure.
So
wonderful if we can
help. Yeah. That I know that's a tough one with the incontinence. Has that been going on for quite a long time, or is that something new?
Well, with the back injury, it's part. I guess it's just part of it that she's been up and moving. We go for walks every day, and excuse me, she's settled down a lot. She was pretty hyper there for a great period of time, but wanting to jump up, and you know, it's been really hard to control her in that respect.
Because you can't explain to them, you know, your back is injured, so you can't run and jump and play. I mean, dogs just, they just cope and go ahead and do it.
They do. I know, it's so heartbreaking to watch.
Let's see where Linda is now.
We're complete. There were a number of different areas to connect, and so we've got some dots connected for Olivia.
Good.
Wonderful.
Oh, happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, Linda, if you like, we've got, 2-4 minutes if you want to tune into Priscilla and see if there's anything she needs.
Oh, that'd be great, too. I'm sure there is. I'm in the process of moving from light rails, having me move. So I'm in
that. We need to make sure we stay on track here because we don't have much time. Oh, so what do you want her to do?
Priscilla, think about the number one thing that's most important to you right now.
Okay, I did.
Okay.
Now, Linda's checking.
Okay, so I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of stable. And the number 5, your eyes are going to be closed, looking up at your forehead, and just take a deep breath into the abdomen and hold your breath in as long as you comfortably can.
All right, Priscilla, you've got your eyes closed. Behind closed eyes, you're looking up at your forehead. You have taken in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can. If you need to let it go, just do that and then replace with another held breath while you're thinking stable. And the number 5. Stable and the number 5.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. Let your head lift up or dip forward, whichever way works out. And then just let yourself go back to thinking about that number one thing.
Okay.
Okay, good. That's released. So that will clear the path energetically for all the things that are in front of you.
Wonderful.
Good. Great. Thank you so much, Linda. And I'll be talking with you soon when I get.
Yeah, that'd be great. And just affirm, I embrace the feeling of stable. I embrace the feeling of stable.
That's your affirmation, Priscilla.
Okay, the feeling of stable.
I embrace the feeling of stable.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Priscilla. You have a great day and a really good week.
Thank you, and I wish you luck with your transformation there at your place.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you holding a good thought. Thank you.
I do.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Oh boy, yeah, a lot of stuff is happening, especially for me. I'm getting ready to move out of my house and into glamping the camper trailer in my driveway so they can demolish my bathrooms tomorrow. But I think the transformation is going to be well worth it. In the big picture, in the long run, it's all going to be beautiful. So the adventure begins, and I'm so glad that finally the work is starting to happen. So, Linda, thank you so much for being here with us today covering the bases for both you and Nels. You did fantastic work in getting all the animals and the humans dealt with. So I am very grateful, and I'm glad you don't have to navigate all that traffic going home. Remember,
yeah,
everybody, that southbound I-5 is closed at I-90, and you got to go off on the collector distributor to get through, and be patient if you're going to attempt and go through that. Linda decided to stay home, and I think that was a very good call because I got stuck in it yesterday. Now, remember, we have got next week, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It is talk with your animals or human friends on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. So plan to call in and with your questions or stories for me about your animal friends. And next week is a week that we can take more time and go into any behavior training or healing stuff you need with me. But also, if you'd like a personal reading with Natasha, or her to look at anything energetically, we will both be here. And I look forward to that. And Nathan, I want to say congratulations on preparing to become an uncle. And do we have a date, a due time? What are we working up for here?
Well, the little peanut's expected to enter the world at approximately January 16th, 2022.
Okay, so we got a countdown to the middle of January next year. And so you got a lot of time to practice being a good uncle.
Yep, and I'll be taking some time away in November for the baby shower to go out and visit with them, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, well, yeah, let's hope that we've cleaned up our act and gotten more vaccinated in advance so that it is a safer time to travel by then. And it sounds to me like you're pretty close with your brother, huh? Because you go back often to visit.
Yeah,
stuff.
We see each other about once, maybe twice a year, even though we're halfway across the country.
Age?
He's 3 years older than me.
3 years old. Okay, that's the same. My brother and I are 3 years apart. All right. But and at least you like each other enough that you want to visit and all that good stuff. So that's great. When you pass on our best wishes from Animal World to your brother, his wife, and the baby to come. And remember, Linda Rasmussen is available in person at her office at the Intraspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery. And you can see her there for, you know, best in energy codes work. And or she works remotely. So you don't have to go in if you don't want to. She can work over the phone with you. So website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. verticalenergyworldwide.com. Vertical Energy on Facebook. And all you got to do is call or text her at this number and she'll give you a free introductory session. I mean, how cool is that? Take advantage of her. So call or text 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. So me and Natasha next week, we will need phone calls. Because we're almost out of time, but have you heard of the Seahawks doing any good? Do you know, Nathan, how they're doing? Because I know they're playing. I'm going to have to check on them.
Currently, Nathan, it is 21-10 in the Seahawks' favor in the beginning of halfway through the third quarter.
Well, hey, that's good news. All right, so we even have some good news with the Seahawks. So you have my permission now. You need to stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets with Robin and Nils Rasmussen. So you can listen to that show, or you can check on the Seahawks because they're actually winning. How good is that? And this is so, everybody, think good thoughts and see my move and transition and the demolition all going really smoothly and wonderful. I'll have a report, of course, next week. So think good thoughts. Linda, thank you. Nathan, thank you. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animals better than family, and please, please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.